John, I'm interested in hearing your list of best blues songs because you have some very high standards for what makes a great song.
Well, yeah, and it's a little radio-centric, I'll admit, you know, because our stock and trade is songs, not albums, so that's my focus. And yeah, there's some things I think that go into making a great song, in this case, a great blues song. First, the singers must be compelling in some way. It doesn't mean the voice has to be perfect, just appropriate for the context. Next, a tight arrangement and fitting instrumentation. The song structure has to be inviting. Again, I'm mostly thinking of radio, where long arrangements with extended solos are not really conducive to airplay. And finally, most difficult, it's got to be a well-written song. The lyrics must create interest. There's obviously a lot of room for opinion on that, but I'll settle on a single word: memorable.
Nice. All right. Well, you have a list of 10 songs from 2019, and we're going to hear some of them in our chat, starting with Jontavious Willis and The Blues Is Dead.
Yes, the really interesting young blues man. He stopped by our studios this summer when he's in town, 22 years old. He plays and sings with the confidence of a seasoned veteran. His mentors, not surprisingly, are Taj Mahal and Keb Mo.
Huh.
Two blues men that have a keen sense of history and the place of music in our history. Jontavious plays several instruments, and this song features his resonator guitar playing. This album is also nominated for Best Traditional Blues Grammy.
Well, the blues ain't going nowhere. Gonna be here for a great long time.
How old did you say he was, John?
22 years old.
Wow.
And when you meet him, he's very he is very mature, but he's still, you can tell he's young. But he's going to be a voice of the future of the blues.
Well, sticking with the young voices, another pick on your list is Southern Avenue's We're Gonna Make It.
This is a band out of Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know exactly how old they are, about 30 years old, I would say. And they're powered in large part by the sister vocals of lead singer Tierney and her sister T.K. Jackson, who's also the drummer in Southern Avenue. This is just an astounding soul ballad. This album's also been nominated for a Contemporary Blues Grammy.
Harmony between those sisters. I see what you mean. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it is. And that's their second album. So there's a big future ahead for Southern Avenue. They've also done a studio session with us, which you can check out at knkx.org.
So the third song we're going to feature in our chat comes from Bobby Rush. Hey, hey, Bobby Rush.
Yeah, kind of the other end of the age spectrum, you might say. At 86,
wow.
Bobby Rush has been churning out his funky roadhouse blues for 70 years. And when he sings on this song, "I'm a Blues Man, That's All I Know," you believe him.
My name is Bobby Rush. I want you to know I sing the blues, y'all. Everywhere I go, I've been saying the blues for a long, long time. And the blues the only thing, y'all, that's on my mind. I'm a blues man, that's what I do. I'm a blues man, I sing the blues for you. I'm a blues man, that's all I know.
Well, I do believe him. He's a blues man, John. And that album is also nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, I don't always agree with the Grammy nominations, but this year I'm on board.
They're straight on. Well, the last song we want to feature is your favorite song of 2019, right? From a band that we've come to know in our year-end chats, Ranky Tanky.
That's right. Ranky Tanky, another band that has been in our studios to do a studio session. Ranky Tanky are jazz musicians who draw inspiration from the Gullah culture of their native South Carolina. Gullah culture, fascinating, was created by former enslaved West Africans who settled along the southeastern seacoast. And it both influenced and was influenced by American folk music, including gospel and blues and country. Let's see, some songs you may know of that came out of Gullah culture are Kumbaya and Michael Row Your Boat Ashore.
Really?
Yeah, just as an example of cross-fertilization. And their first album stuck to more traditional songs. This second album also features many of their originals, including this one, which, like all their music, blends jazz, gospel, and blues all at the same time.
All right, this is Stand By Me.
Synergy totally applies here. When all three elements, the singer, the arrangement, and the composition are happening, the song takes on a life of its own. And for me, it often creates a physical reaction like goosebumps or sometimes even tears.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And it's fun to talk about individual songs versus albums in what was out in blues this year. John, thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks, Kirsten.
I know you'll be mine.